Namaste Namaha. Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. Today I'd like to share with you why self-care is so important for myself and why am I actually doing this. Reason being is if you have continued living in a certain way and you have seen it does not actually make any sense and you experience the same cycles again, same diseases or anything that happens to you again, you just realize, okay, how can I change this? Now I'm going to share with you a quite personal story. So it's kind of story time now. This summer I have been, when I went to the doctor and did a regular checkup, they have found a tumor in my left breast and a cyst on my left ovary. And that obviously was a shock for me. As a yoga therapist who is also trained in cancer and trauma, we normally hold space for our patients and clients and practitioners. And now suddenly I was the person who had to hold space for myself. And I like to share with you the tips that I have done when you actually hear a challenging news and what you can do to not totally lose the plot and go into panic mode. So when I received the news, and this is what we normally do when practitioners come to the studio, when they receive a challenging news, what do? I grounded myself first. I went to nature and I went for a walk to understand what just happened. And I tapped into my emotions. And of course I felt anger, I felt frustration, I felt sadness, and I just kind of tuned in and felt the emotions. And once I came home, I realized, okay, I need to change something. I need to change, obviously, my lifestyle and this here. Number one thing is your thoughts, your mind, the way how you think, because this is so powerful. Understanding how neuroscience works, quantum physics, energy. Every thought is a specific vibration frequency. And if you have continuously thoughts that come through your mind and they're like 60 to 70,000 thoughts per day, and they are also repetitive thoughts, you realize, okay, you know, energy, subtle things, they turn into matter and manifestation. So I figured out, okay, I have to vamp up meditation practice. So that was the number one thing. I started meditating more. Then obviously diet, what I eat, the matter that I put into my body. I started changing my diet more and intermittent fasting. Movement, obviously, to reinforce your immune system, what do you need to do? Muscular movement. And breathing exercises. So I vamped up my pranayama, breathing exercise and movement. So I changed up my movement exercise from yoga into more cardiovascular strengthening to, you know, be physically strong, also dealing with news like this. And then obviously my outside surroundings. I reduced my stress level. And the stress level, how I reduced it was mainly how I respond to stress. So letting go of control. In nature, I'm quite a perfectionist. So anything that I could not control anymore, I let it go. I did the best as I could and I let it go. Then also my external environment, meaning I changed, I started a new job at that time. So that was challenging to do this all at the same time, and especially running and helping running an event in Monaco. So on top of that, the people that you used to hang around with, I just filtered them out. I let go. And I was very, very conscious about who I spent time with and how much effort I put in. Because it's all energy that is taken away from my own vital life force. This all takes a lot of discipline, self-responsibility, accountability, And also courage, because you walk into uncertainty. You do not know what is going to happen next. You have no idea if you can get rid of these balls in your body. You don't have no idea. Faith, trust and faith in life. Acceptance and surrendering. That's, I think, the hardest part of this whole story. So I continued and I changed, and obviously on the way you feel quite alone because some people fall away from your life, and that's okay. Some people stay, and I do have really good friends that are there for me, and this is important. So really make your self-care practice and routine your own. And when you get challenging news in crisis situations, self-care is so important, and knowing exactly what helps you to ground, to not panic, how you work with your nervous system, your immune system. These are all keys. Now, especially understanding how energy works. I was trained in alchemy healing, quantum healing by Amanda Ronson. So I understood energy, like this is my heart chakra. Now, of course, if there is a knot on my left breast, it's protecting this heart space. So I understood from all the experiences I had that entailed heartbreak, I needed to heal more and forgive more. So I went with her in a session to understand that how I can neutralize these emotions. Then obviously through movement, yoga, pranayama, breathing and meditation, where I spoke to my own teacher, Mariam Ovesi, who was my yoga teacher. I understood how I had to nurture my nervous system, and I rested way more than before, but I also had more vitality in a certain stage. Then obviously little ninja, as you can see him there, unconditional love, you know, to cherish this heart space. Then you have obviously the lower chakras, the sacral chakra, where, and also the root chakra, where especially around the reproductive organs, there was a blockage. And I understood that I had to let go of the stories from the past. The stories of suffering, not knowing how to pay my rent or my mortgage, how to pay, put food on the table, especially in the past years during COVID, where I lost my job. These are all challenges we are going through, and I think all of us have gone through them once in our lifetime. And how we can let go of these lower vibrational energies and emotions, and they don't get stuck in our body in form of a tumor, a knot, a cyst, cancer, or in form of any other diseases, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, diabetes. Being aware, it's all energy. And how we can work with it rather than against it. Namaste, Namaha. Thank you for sharing your time with me. Have a beautiful day.